Cinemavino is brought to you by Audible. Do you want to take a deeper dive into what you love? I'm a Beatles fanatic, and I love to hear Alfred Molina read Bob Spitz's biography about the world's greatest rock band. Spitz's writing is crisp and easy to follow, and his exhaustive research puts you in the room for key moments in Beatle history.
Todd, have you ever heard of a book series called Dune?
I've heard vaguely of it.
Do you know how many sequels there are?
There's like 10 or 20,000.
There are a lot. With Audible, you gain access to these plus thousands of audiobooks and podcasts across a wide variety of genres.
Pretty awesome. You can download or access all the titles you want, plus keep one title per month. Download the Audible app and you can listen at home, in the car, or pretty much anywhere life takes you.
Sign up for a free 30-day trial to experience all the perks of membership, plus receive a free title just for signing up.
Visit audibletrial.com/cinemavino to get your free 30-day trial. That's audibletrial.com/cinemavino.
Mailbag Monday!
And welcome back to Cinemavino. It's going to be a special Labor Day solo podcast. All the boys are out doing their own thing, so it's going to be you and me. It's a good chance for us to bond and get to know each other a little bit better. One question I'm going to look at today, this is probably the only question we'll look at today. This is from R. Lou Jacobs, Instagram user. You guys covered rock soundtracks. What about traditional movie scores? What are your top movie scores of all time? And so this kind of touches on my wheelhouse, as I'm a big music nerd as well as a movie nerd. And I would say that movie scores were one of my first big, like, music loves. I fell in love with the music of movies, just as I did with the movies themselves. So it's no coincidence that a lot of my favorite movies have great music in the background. They have very memorable theme songs, so it's a big part of why I love the movies I do. So, I actually made a list here of my top 10, my own personal top 10 movie scores of all time. And it's tough. This is kind of like ranking the top 10 rock albums of all time or my top 10 movies of all time. I'm sure a lot of you are the same way, where it's like it changes, you know, depending on your mood, depending on what you've been watching lately, just kind of what strikes you. It's like the list evolves all the time. So this is my list right now, and some of these are going to be on there no matter what, but some of these may fluctuate and move around the list, and new ones may get added and subtracted. So just keep that in mind as we go through. And if you guys have questions or comments about this list, you can go on Instagram at Cinemavino Podcast, or you can email us directly, cinemavinopodcast@gmail.com. So without further ado, let's get this list started. And so at number 10, we have Batman by Danny Elfman. This to me is one of the very best superhero scores. There's a lot of superhero music that could be on this list. It was really close for me between this one and John Williams' score for Superman. Both of them excellent. To me, the true test of a superhero movie is, like with this score, Danny Elfman's work on Batman, it's like if you didn't tell me who this was about, just that it was about a superhero, and you played me the music, I would immediately guess that this was Batman. It just fits the character so perfectly. It's a beautiful, heavily brass-driven film noir score. It's one of the best film noir scores in movie history, I think. It's amazing. It's melodic. There's great motifs for Batman and the Joker, and it's the Batman score to me. Number 9, you have the Godfather theme, the Godfather soundtrack by Nino Rota. Iconic. The word iconic gets overused a lot, but to me, the true test is that a lot of people who have never seen The Godfather would still recognize this music. It's that famous. Fits the movie perfectly. Just like Batman is one of the definitive superhero soundtracks, this is like the definitive, like, gangster, mobster, but also epic movie soundtracks. This is a big, sweeping orchestral score. It's beautiful to listen to, and it fits the movie perfectly. And just like so many movies on this list, the movie wouldn't have been nearly as big of a hit without this music. Number 8, Psycho, Bernard Herrmann. We're going to go old school for a few of these selections, and Bernard Herrmann's work on Psycho is, to me, the most closely associated music with Alfred Hitchcock's movie career. There's a lot of other Bernard Herrmann works that will fit, but Psycho is just an amazing, again, iconic work of music. In the same sense that people who have never seen Psycho would recognize the big, like, screeching violins of the shower scene and the overall, like, motif. This is one of the best thriller music scores, like, ever. Number seven, Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind is one of those movies that has not aged well, first and foremost. A lot of the stuff, a lot of the pro-Confederate Civil War content in that movie has dated very, very badly. But one of the things that has not aged badly is the music. Max Steiner's theme in that movie is justifiably very famous, and you got to keep in mind when Gone with the Wind came out in 1939, the idea of sound and dialogue in movies was still pretty new. It was barely just over 10 years old. And so the idea of movies as a sound experience was still being worked out. And Max Steiner's music in that movie was one of the first big epic music scores. It was lush, romantic, sweeping. It fit the scope, the very romance novel scope of the book and the story on screen. And, I mean, it just, you look at the big, amazing camera work in that movie, the music goes right along with it, makes it feel that much more epic. I mean, it's like, if you're going to do a big four-hour movie about basically a romance novel, you better have a great music score to go with it. And Gone with the Wind definitely does that, have that. At number six, we have Maurice Jarre, Lawrence of Arabia. 50s and 60s were a peak time of epic filmmaking. That's when you had big 70 millimeter film productions and, you know, a cast of thousands, big battle scenes. You know, you had stuff like The Bridge on the River Kwai and Dr. Zhivago and all these big epic David Lean movies. And Maurice Jarre provides very legendary music to go with it. This one is very romantic, definitely fits the desert motif, also fits kind of the enigmatic nature of T.E. Lawrence, the hero. You know, he was a very complex, very charming, very intelligent person, but he was also a difficult person to read, difficult person to truly get to know. And Maurice Jarre's music definitely reflects the complex nature of the subject. Number five, I believe this is the most recent movie on this entire list, Lord of the Rings. And I'll single out The Two Towers specifically, but the entire trilogy is an amazing achievement by Howard Shore. Longtime people had held that those books could never be filmed by J.R.R. Tolkien. And a lot of producers kind of, you know, batted around the idea of making movies out of those, but found that it just, for technical and storytelling structure reasons, couldn't be done. And so it, for Peter Jackson to pull it off and do it so well is amazing. But for Howard Shore to be able to match that with an incredible, like a score that fits not only the action of the movie perfectly, but he builds beautiful, like, perfect motifs for everything from the Shire to Gondor to Gollum to Sam and Frodo. I mean, all of those motifs are very memorable. And, you know, you watch this movie enough times, you really associate his music with those characters. He does a great job. I mean, better than anybody this side of John Williams of marrying the music to the characters. So, and just like so many movies on this list, I don't think Peter Jackson pulls off these movies as well without the music of Howard Shore. Number four. I could have put quite a few works by this composer on this list. It's like if I did a top 10 of rock albums, it's going to be dominated by Beatles albums. John Williams is my favorite movie composer, and I limited myself to two selections in this top 10 of John Williams albums. And it was tough to figure out which two. And that means some great stuff was left off, like Indiana Jones and Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is an amazing work. Jaws, Jurassic Park, you know, the Harry Potter films. It's like, it's a matter of what do you include of, I mean, Schindler's List. The guy did some amazing stuff. But for number four, we're going to go with E.T., the extraterrestrial. Williams won his fourth Academy Award. He's been nominated over 50 times. This was his fourth win for E.T. Underneath the science fiction and underneath the special effects and all the sort of Steven Spielbergian touches, E.T. is a coming-of-age story. And John Williams really kind of focuses in on that. The music is, it captures a lot of the innocence, the vulnerability, the wonder of being a kid and discovering new things. So it definitely matches up with that. It's an amazing score. It sets the mood of the movie perfectly. And it's difficult to imagine that the magic of that movie works without the music of John Williams. It is possibly his best score. It's debatable with another one that's coming up on this list here in a little bit of what is his most iconic music. It's difficult to say for a guy who's done so much and continues to do so. But we're at number four. I'm going to put E.T. Number three, again, kind of, I had to have something by James Horner on here. Same deal as John Williams. It's like he did so many good and amazing soundtracks. You had everything from Star Trek Wrath of Khan. You had The Rocketeer. You had Braveheart. Titanic. I mean, just movie after movie after movie of amazing music. I'm going to go with the soundtrack to Glory. This is one of my favorite historical movies. It is, in my opinion, the best Civil War movie ever made. Tells the story of the first all-black regiment to fight for the North in the Civil War. And Horner's music really fits that vibe. It's very, obviously very heroic. It fits the sort of tonal sound of like the Civil War. You have lots of like, you know, marching drums and flutes and very patriotic flourishes, but it's also, it's a big epic film. I mean, in a way, like for Lawrence of Arabia and some of the other big movies on this list, it matches, it gives the film an epic feel of being big and a story that's bigger than the movie itself. I mean, it's a very important story, and James Horner's music definitely matches that. It's a big and impressive work of movie music. Kind of hard to find. I believe it's on Apple Music, but you might even have to search around Amazon. It's a difficult soundtrack to find, but the James Horner's work on Glory, if you like movie music, is some of the best. Number two. This is definitely, that could be debatable for the number one spot. One of the most influential soundtracks ever made. It's Ennio Morricone's work on The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Sergio Leone rewrote the rules of the Western with the Dollars Trilogy and the Spaghetti Westerns. I mean, it's like he changed everything about how Westerns play on the big screen. And Ennio Morricone was there to rewrite the rules of putting music to Westerns. Not only did he completely change the way that Westerns are scored, because you look at the John Ford, John Wayne movies, big, you know, bombastic, brass-driven, heroic themes, kind of that conquering the frontier motif. And then Ennio Morricone comes along, and it's like whistles and weird, like, almost crow sounds, electric guitars, just weird flourishes that now, at the time, they're revolutionary. Now it's like you listen to this theme, and you will immediately think of a Western. You'll immediately think of Clint Eastwood. You'll think of, like, you know, gunfighters meeting up in the middle of town. It's just, it became that. Not only did it rewrite the rules, but the rules kind of stayed permanent. It's like Westerns kind of adopted this style and aesthetic, and you hear this music now, and it's definitely just totally associated with Westerns. So yeah, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is one of the absolute best scores of any kind. Number one. And again, you know, there's a lot of movies that could have been number one on this list, but this is definitely my favorite John Williams soundtrack ever. So I think it's some of his most beautiful work, The Empire Strikes Back. So yeah, I think sometimes it's not properly like discussed how incredible an achievement The Empire Strikes Back is as a movie, because it's not just a sequel that's better than the original. It literally takes a movie that was one of the most influential and innovative movies ever made and builds on it and improves on it and makes it better. And John Williams' music does the exact same thing. He takes a score for which he won his third Academy Award and actually builds on it and improves it. He actually adds new themes. And not only does he add new themes, but some of those themes would become pop culture touchstones, like the Darth Vader's theme, the Imperial March. There's new themes for Yoda. There's a love theme for Han and Leia. There's a theme for the droids. It's like there's all kinds of new music, and it actually like changes the scope of the story. Just like The Empire Strikes Back changes the whole nature of that entire franchise, John Williams' music alters the way we see those movies and the way we see the characters. It's really impressive. And like any great score, you could honestly like turn everything else off and just watch the movie with just the music and you would still be able to follow along. That's how much like his great music is tied to the movie itself. And also, furthermore, it's like the London Philharmonic's work is amazing. The brass, I mean, listen to the brass on like the asteroid chase and the attack on Hoth and all of those scenes. It's like the work they do is just incredible. It's just, it's the best in my, it's my favorite movie score ever. I think it's the best of all Star Wars. It's one of the best action adventure scores ever. It's some of John Williams' best stuff. It's just amazing. It gets better every time I listen to it. So that's my number one pick. And so with that in mind, this has been another episode of Cinema Vino. And I hope you enjoy listening to my favorite picks of all time for movie soundtracks, movie scores. And next up, we're going to look at Man of the House. It's going to be our dealer's choice for September. So we're going to start with Taylor's pick. And that'll be on Wednesday. So make sure you tune in. So we will see you guys next time.
Be sure to listen, rate, and subscribe at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Our website is cinemavino.net, and reviews of these films can be found at toddwoffordmovies.com.